Listening test.
Now look at the instructions for part one.
You will hear an interview with a 15-year-old girl called Andrea, who plays ice hockey for her national under-16s team.
And choose the correct answers.
Welcome, Andrea. You're an expert ice hockey player now, but when did you start playing?
Not until about 3 years ago, actually, so quite recently. I've come a long way quite quickly. I've always loved sport, though, and have played basketball since I was 5 or 6. I gave that up for a while when I got into football about 5 years ago, but started playing again once I'd lost interest in football.
How did you first become interested in playing ice hockey?
My brother's into it, and I used to go to his games. His team wasn't very good, though, so I didn't think of it as something I actually wanted to do. That moment came when there was a professional match on a sports programme I was watching. I knew then I wanted to try it, and fortunately, a couple of friends did too, so we all started playing together.
You sometimes play against boys' teams. How important is that?
Very. There are as many girls playing ice hockey now as there are boys, which is great. Attitudes towards us have always been positive, in my experience. I want to do better against boys somehow, I'm not sure why, which really helps to develop my talents.
How did you feel when you were chosen for the national under-16s team?
I'd been really happy with how I'd been playing for my club and felt I could do just as well at a higher level. There'd been a lot of talk about me being picked, so I kind of knew it was coming. It was great for my parents, too. They felt great having a daughter in the national team.
Are the national team matches your favourite games?
Not always, even though some of them are big games and appear on national television. If a game's close because both teams are good, then it's fantastic for the crowd to see, and better to play in because of that. It's far more interesting than scoring loads of goals because we're so much better than the other team.
Any advice for people wanting to start playing ice hockey?
You can spend hours reading books about what you can and can't do, but there's no better way of becoming good than playing. So borrow some skates and a stick if you need to. You can buy your own later and join a team so you can start playing straight away.
Thank you, Andrea.
Now listen again.
Welcome, Andrea. You're an expert ice hockey player now, but when did you start playing?
Not until about 3 years ago, actually, so quite recently. I've come a long way quite quickly. I've always loved sport, though, and have played basketball since I was 5 or 6. I gave that up for a while when I got into football about 5 years ago, but started playing again once I'd lost interest in football.
How did you first become interested in playing ice hockey?
My brother's into it, and I used to go to his games. His team wasn't very good, though, so I didn't think of it as something I actually wanted to do. That moment came when there was a professional match on a sports programme I was watching. I knew then I wanted to try it, and fortunately, a couple of friends did too, so we all started playing together.
You sometimes play against boys' teams. How important is that?
Very. There are as many girls playing ice hockey now as there are boys, which is great. Attitudes towards us have always been positive, in my experience. I want to do better against boys somehow, I'm not sure why, which really helps to develop my talents.
How did you feel when you were chosen for the national under-16s team?
I'd been really happy with how I'd been playing for my club and felt I could do just as well at a higher level. There'd been a lot of talk about me being picked, so I kind of knew it was coming. It was great for my parents, too. They felt great having a daughter in the national team.
Are the national team matches your favourite games?
Not always, even though some of them are big games and appear on national television. If a game's close because both teams are good, then it's fantastic for the crowd to see, and better to play in because of that. It's far more interesting than scoring loads of goals because we're so much better than the other team.
Any advice for people wanting to start playing ice hockey?
You can spend hours reading books about what you can and can't do, but there's no better way of becoming good than playing. So borrow some skates and a stick if you need to. You can buy your own later and join a team so you can start playing straight away.
Thank you, Andrea.
This is the end of part one. Now look at part two.
You will hear five different people talking about sport at school. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F what they didn't like about doing sport at school. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
Well, we did rugby in the winter, football in the spring, and cricket in the summer. And that was about it, really. Whatever the weather, that's what we played. I was quite good at cricket, actually. I was captain of the school team in my last year. I wish we'd done the kind of things my kids do today. You know, canoeing, karate, aerobics, cycling, that kind of thing. But it was only a small school, and they just didn't have the facilities. More's the pity.
Speaker 2.
I went to rather an unusual school where we were encouraged not to see sport in terms of winning or losing. I think the head teacher didn't like the idea of competition. We did play hockey and tennis, but only for fun, really. And I remember being really jealous of children at other schools who, if they were good enough, had the chance to play in the school team. We didn't have any, you see. As far as I remember, we didn't even have a school sports day. Though I do remember going on cross-country runs when it was too wet to play hockey. We'd all run in a group, no winners again, you see. And we'd all come back soaked. I think we all quite enjoyed that, really.
Speaker 3.
It's only in the last 5 years or so that I've discovered the pleasures of doing sport. I hated it at school. I think it's because we were forced to do it. I'm the kind of person who enjoys things they choose to do, but resents being made to do something, especially playing football in the rain. Anyway, I know most of the kids used to really look forward to 2 hours of games every afternoon, but I used to dread it. At least I never ended up in a school team. That would have been awful.
Speaker 4.
Do you know what really put me off sport at school? It was the fact that such a great emphasis was placed on being good. Do you know what I mean? I think these days it's all about taking part and having fun, and who cares how many goals you score. At my school, it wasn't like that at all. The kids who made it into the school teams were worshipped by the other kids, and by the teachers, to tell you the truth. And the other kids, like me, who weren't particularly good, well, we were looked down on.
Speaker 5.
I think I'd have enjoyed it all a lot more if it hadn't always been so cold and wet. I went to school in Tavistock in Devon, which is famous for its dreadful weather. It was either pouring with rain or the ground was frozen hard. Horrible. I remember once, near the start of term, I was tackled in a game of rugby. I landed badly and broke my arm. I couldn't do any sport for the rest of term, and I remember feeling so relieved that I wouldn't have to stand out there on the rugby pitch, shivering for 2 hours like my friends.
Now listen to part two again. This is the end of part two. Now look at part three.
You will hear a radio presenter talking about a museum where you can see a new film. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Next on the programme, we're offering free tickets to go and see a brand new film called A Year in Greenland. The film, which tells you all about the plants and animals in that wonderful country, has won a prize at the National Film Festival. It's well worth seeing. The film can only be seen at a fantastic new cinema that has just been completed inside the Science Museum in the city centre. It's showing this Sunday, with performances every hour from midday onwards, with the last showing at 5 o'clock, 2 hours before the museum closes at 7. So there's 6 times to choose from. So why not take the whole family to the museum this Sunday? There's lots to do. Children will want to head straight down to the basement, where the computers are kept. I promise you they'll come away with all sorts of exciting pictures they've created. Moving to the first floor, a working steam engine and a life-size model of a spaceship are among the favourite exhibits, and these are popular with people of all ages, not just children. And if you get thirsty, or if you want to have lunch out, there's an excellent cafe with wonderful views of the city on the top floor of the building. Entrance to the museum is free on Sundays, but it would normally cost £3.25 to go and see the film. To get your free tickets, you should email this programme by midday on Friday. We've only got a limited number of tickets, so the earlier you contact us, the more likely you are to get one. We'll then get back in email contact with you before 12 o'clock on Saturday if you've been successful. So, have a pencil and paper ready after this song.
Now listen again.
Next on the programme, we're offering free tickets to go and see a brand new film called A Year in Greenland. The film, which tells you all about the plants and animals in that wonderful country, has won a prize at the National Film Festival. It's well worth seeing. The film can only be seen at a fantastic new cinema that has just been completed inside the Science Museum in the city centre. It's showing this Sunday, with performances every hour from midday onwards, with the last showing at 5 o'clock, 2 hours before the museum closes at 7. So there's 6 times to choose from. So why not take the whole family to the museum this Sunday? There's lots to do. Children will want to head straight down to the basement, where the computers are kept. I promise you they'll come away with all sorts of exciting pictures they've created. Moving to the first floor, a working steam engine and a life-size model of a spaceship are among the favourite exhibits, and these are popular with people of all ages, not just children. And if you get thirsty, or if you want to have lunch out, there's an excellent cafe with wonderful views of the city on the top floor of the building. Entrance to the museum is free on Sundays, but it would normally cost £3.25 to go and see the film. To get your free tickets, you should email this programme by midday on Friday. We've only got a limited number of tickets, so the earlier you contact us, the more likely you are to get one. We'll then get back in email contact with you before 12 o'clock on Saturday if you've been successful. So, have a pencil and paper ready after this song.
That is the end of part 3. This is the end of the test.